the last day of September, the day Robinson Crusoe was said to be shipwrecked. My name is Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. We start today in the Middle East. Afghanistan's new president, Ashraf Ghani, was sworn in yesterday. The country will actually have two leaders. Both Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah were bitterly divided over who actually won Afghanistan's presidential election. The U.S. came up with a deal that allows both of them to have leadership positions. But will they be able to work together on their war-torn country's problems? On the same day that Ghani took his oath of office, two suicide bombings occurred in different parts of Afghanistan. Eight police officers and several civilians were killed. The Taliban, Afghanistan's former rulers, are trying to regain control of the country, and the U.S. military mission to the country is winding down, though thousands of American and NATO troops are still there. Moving west of Afghanistan, after passing over Iran and Iraq, we come to Syria. The nation's been at civil war since 2011, and the ISIS terrorist group has moved in, taking over huge chunks of Syrian land and killing anyone who gets in their way. That includes civilians. Over the weekend, President Obama said the U.S. government had underestimated what had been happening in Syria. But despite U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, the terrorist group continues to take over more territory. Near Syria's northern border with Turkey, a CNN reporter described what that looked like.
Crowds of Kurds watched from Turkey. They screamed in anger. Some wept as their fellow Kurds just across the Syrian border were pounded by ISIS. They watched this truck-mounted artillery repeatedly fire into a village. The sound hits seconds later. We see Kurdish fighters running between buildings, desperately taking cover. Pinned down here, they smash a hole in a wall to get away. The noise of small arms and heavy weapons cuts through the sky.